Okay, so Maddie and I are gonna discuss both of our stories today. So I'm gonna start off talking about my trip to the Dominican Republic with the kids in my major and kind of the biggest story that I took away from that, which I talked about a lot throughout my reflections, was that I did get really sick there. And I ended up getting a parasite and losing like 10 to 15 pounds within a few weeks. And that definitely took up the majority of my trip. So when coming up with a story, that was probably my most interesting one, even though it's the most negative.
Yeah, that's really scary.
Yeah, it was really scary, but I think it definitely taught me a lot of lessons. But if I'm going through the timeline of things, we got there in Santo Domingo on the first few days, and it was like super good. Everyone was doing really well. We were going to the baseball games, and it was like really exciting. And I was getting along with everyone pretty well. And then maybe like 4 days in-ish, something just like happened. Like I woke up, we were going on an 8-hour bus ride to La Romana, which is on the other side of the country. So we had to get in the bus for 8 hours. And I woke up like 5 minutes before my alarm went off and like immediately went to the bathroom and like threw up. And it was like, I won't be graphic, but like it was obviously horrible. And I just had no idea what was going on because I went to bed feeling totally normal. So it was like definitely something that I didn't really see coming. So I went to my professors and I was like, what do you want me to do? Like, I don't know if I can sit on the bus for 8 hours. And they also drive extremely aggressively there. So I was like nervous about that.
Yeah,
Like
that's
our
scary.
bus driver like hit his rearview mirror off,
Oh
like in the
my
middle. Like
God.
it was like bad. And so they were driving like really recklessly, which is just like the culture there, I think. So that wasn't really too bad, besides the fact that I was like so sick. And it was like a 15-minute turnaround of me being like throwing up to we needed to get on the bus. So I panicked naturally, and I
Yeah.
was like crying. It was like such a dramatic situation, but I definitely had to like compose myself quickly because I do have a lot of anxiety with like getting sick and throwing up. Like that's always been something that I struggle with, like emotionally. Like if I'm like stressed out, like I might find myself like feeling super
Yeah.
nauseous and throwing up. And that's always been like a huge fear of mine, was like throwing up in a place where like you can't be comfortable, you can't like be sick. So this was like basically my worst nightmare come true, if I'm being honest. But I ended up going on the bus. They said to me, like, in the nicest way possible, like, you have no other option.
Oh my
You have to
gosh.
get on the bus because, like, we weren't coming
Yeah,
back there. So, like, if they left me there, one of the professors would have had to stay with me. It would have been like a disaster. So I had to suck it up and I went on the bus. And every single time we pulled over, I went to the bathroom and threw up and cried. And it was like horrible. But everyone was going to the waterfalls to do like cliff jumping, and I did not stop talking about it for like the 3 months before. It was like all I wanted to do.
Oh
Like
my
I was
gosh.
so happy about it. I like everyone from home knew that was like my favorite day of the trip, and I couldn't go into the cliffs because I was throwing up every 5 minutes. And so I sat on the bus and cried while the entire group and the professors went
That's so sad. That's
on
awful.
the excursion, which was really bad because the bus had never had any air conditioning, and I was just like in a
Oh my God.
sauna throwing up. So it was pretty much like all of my anxiety in life combined into this situation. So kind of going off of it, like then we went to Santiago for the next part of the trip, which was the worst developed area, but also the worst, like the most sick I was. So I ended up having to go to the hospital in Santiago along with a few other kids that kind of had what I had, but to less like extent. And I went to the hospital there, and the translator and one of the professors were with me, and they essentially came in, checked us in, and they took me first because I was like the weakest, and they made us like walk to the hospital, which I wasn't really able to do. So yeah, there was a lot of like things in the back end that were probably not great, but my professor had a fear of hospitals. So he was like not very comfortable and wanted to leave. And he was like, the last time I would have been to a hospital this long was when my kids were born. And I was like, okay. So that was
Great.
interesting. And the translator disappeared, like our translator. So I was getting, like, I was lying on the bed and I had a friend next to me. And I was like to the point where I was like kind of like in and out of consciousness because I was like so sick, so tired, and like just over, I hadn't slept in days. Like I was just like lying on the floor. And he was sitting next to me, and he was like, they were like gonna like try, they were trying to like inject me with something, like some sort of an IV with like
Yeah.
medicine. But since the translator had, like, gone missing or was talking to someone else, I had no idea, like, what they were trying to inject me with. So I was very, like, nervous, and I didn't want anyone to, like, touch me or do anything to me without knowing what it was.
Yeah.
So then we had to, like, track down the translator, and it was a disaster. But I think for me, like, and then I ended up having to leave the trip early because the medicine they gave me in the hospital, I was, like, allergic to. It wasn't the right medicine. So I flew back to Boston, and the second they looked at, like, the medical records, they were like, this is a horrible medicine. Like, you can't take this. Like, this isn't safe and all this stuff. So I came back from the Dominican Republic with one less stomach lining. So I am working on that still. I'm still on, like, prescription meds, like, every month to, like, figure that out. So it was definitely not what I had wanted or experienced, but, like, even in job interviews now, like, when they talk about, like, facing adversity, like, that's something I always talk about. Yeah. So I still think I benefited from the trip, even though, like, my story isn't, like, a fun one, if that makes sense.
No, yeah, that's so scary. Did the other kids have to leave the trip?
The other kids didn't have to leave, but they were, like, in their hotels for, like, a week, so, like, they didn't really get much out of it either. Like, it was just, like, they would get on the bus, go lie in bed, get on the bus, go lie in bed. Like, it was, like, half the trip probably, like, didn't get to do, like, at least half of the stuff. But I really enjoyed my first few days. And I think, like, from there, like, it was a valuable lesson. Like, now I think, like, if I can get through, like, that situation and, like, knew when to quit and when to, like, help myself, which is something I'm not great at, I think, like, my anxiety, like, has obviously gotten worse because of it. But also, like, knowing that I can, like, control it better. And, like, if I got through that, I can get through a lot. So that's something that I talk about in job interviews and stuff.